clapper. That's good enough.
Hell yeah. That was actually, like, good timing, but my clap was a little quiet.
Yeah. No, your clap was fine. I picked it up.
Okay.
So.
Hell yeah. That's good.
All right. So I guess we're going with... What are we going with? Are we going with Hoshidogata no, or are we going with Scatman Onomatopoeia?
Well, here's another question. If we go with Scatman Onomatopoeia, do we go with those words, or do we actually do this gubbidi-bop-bop-bop?
Right, because, I mean, the problem comes that we cannot possibly fit any amount of valid Scatman Onomatopoeia into a podcast title. So...
Well, we could have, like, the upload be Scatman Onomatopoeia.
And the title, we say it. Okay.
At the beginning of the episodes, we just, like, improv it.
Perfect. Every time. All right. So, I'm gonna...
We just know that it starts with ska.
Okay. So, do you want to do the intro, or do I want to do the intro?
Oh, shit. That is... See, this is something that, as someone who has never recorded a podcast before, and someone who... only listens to about three at most.
Okay.
I never really thought about that.
Okay. So I can do it as a podcast veteran, and by that I mean I've done three podcasts and none of them have gotten past five episodes.
Hell yeah.
That's
a collective total of about 15 episodes.
Approximately 15 episodes, yeah.
Yeah.
So I can hit us into it if you're prepared.
Hell yeah.
All right. This is going to be our intro right now. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Scabba-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby
And it's me, your boy Geet.
And that's Geet. I am, of course.
Oh, shit, that was not a good
intro. No, it's
you. I'm sorry.
You've sealed your own fate.
It's too late. I have.
It is in fact our boy Geet, the collective boy of the people. I am Drew, known on the internet as Drew. And that is it. Yeah. I'm not known.
Yeah. You're known by me, and you're known by me enough to start a podcast with me.
And that's all it needs to be. All right. So do we want to jump into
This is actually our first conversation today.
Yeah, we're 4 minutes and 26 seconds deep into meeting each other.
Yeah. This is new Uncharted podcast territory. This is
Uncharted podcast territory, and I, like Nathan Drake, am going to guide us through. I've never played Uncharted, so I actually don't know what he does.
I remember I played the one that they had on the PS Vita, and I remember enjoying it, but also I think it's because I was, I was about 11, and I just, I was like, oh shit, these graphics.
Nice, yeah. PS Vita had that cutting-edge tech.
Yeah.
I've always been on the Nintendos and on the personal computers, and so I've never had access to a PlayStation. And the only friend who I would play video games with had an Xbox, so I've never even seen a PlayStation in my life. That's not true, but...
Yeah. I probably still have the Vita floating around somewhere in this room.
Nice.
In some box.
Yeah, I don't. My 3DS got trashed.
Yeah.
So you mentioned, I need to know this now, you mentioned you only listen to about 3 podcasts.
Yes.
What are these podcasts?
Okay, so, of course, Haha Yeah and Commune College.
Gotta listen to Haha Yeah, gotta listen to Commune College.
And then the third one, it's not a Masto podcast, it's actually the Gus and Eddie podcast.
Okay, alright, that's valid, that's valid. That's a good podcast.
I'm subscribed to way more podcasts. I just, will subscribe to a podcast and then, not listen to a single episode.
Right, yeah, sometimes I'll do that. I'm subscribed to probably something 30-something podcasts right now, but I only actively listen to, 10 or 12 of them. And every now and then I'll just go through, a hoarder and be but I can't just unsubscribe.
Same. I will not even, know anything about the podcast. I will just see the title and I'll be sure, fuck it. There's one that I'm subscribed to called No Such Thing as a Fish. I don't know anything about it. I just saw it when I was scrolling through the most popular podcast.
I've heard of that
I was oh shit, that sounds kind of neat. I'll subscribe to it.
So do we want to sort of get into what the crux of this show is going to be?
I do not know what it is.
Because we're both uncreative bastards.
Yeah.
We have never come up with an idea. Yeah. We have never had a thought.
I've had a few thoughts, but none of them are, like, good for podcasts.
Mm. Were they just sort of like, I should eat breakfast today? Or like, oh, that's a bear, I need to run away from it?
I haven't even had that second one. Mm. I have not encountered any bears in my life.
Ah, I'm in suburban Texas, so there are not many bears.
Okay.
Not much bearage to speak of.
There's zero bears in Las Vegas.
Mm. They call it the Bearless City. That's its tagline.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah. They're those Christian bears running away from all that sin.
Mm, yeah.
In the Sin City.
So, as we've established, would you describe yourself as a himbo?
Shit. I've not thought about mm-hmm. that enough, and I think that lack of thought just in general might make the answer yes by default.
Right, yeah. And I think yeah, I would absolutely agree. And I'm going in as a thembo. We've got a himbo. We've had two uncreative bastards. Never had a thought. And so, with that in mind, instead of coming up with ideas and creating a podcast, we're just going to take sort of the comedy of the people listening to it into our tummies and and lay a podcast egg. And so this is the only one you're getting where it's an original idea. And after that, you've got to come up with it, because I'm not going to.
Oh, yeah. No, the only ideas I've had, they've all been, like, posted on my account already.
Yeah.
Like, these are just, like, all of the ideas I've had in my whole life.
That's actually honestly the case.
Like, I've just, like, remembered, like, just back when I was, like, 2 years old, I thought, drinking an entire soda just so I can have a big old burp. That was an actual thing I posted. Probably thought it when I was two.
Right.
Might have been three. I'm gonna boost that one right now.
Yeah, I've never posted anything other than just sort of eldritch nonsense or updates on kombucha or bread that I'm making. And that's it. You know, just reading through my list right here, it's just the detritus of the internet. And so the one idea that we had that you brought us to today was we take the Bing toots on mastodon.website.com.
Yeah, mastodon.gov.
Mastodon.irs.gov.
.edu.
.edu. And we're gonna sort of... I have opened up a Bing search engine.
Hell yes.
And so you're going to read one to me, and then I'm going to, sort of look it up on Bing and just see what the hoedown lowdown is.
All right. Sounds good. Also, I have a question.
Mm.
Is pulling from my own Bing search toots cheating or no?
I wouldn't consider it cheating. I would sort of consider it a content Ouroboros, like a snake eating its own tail.
True.
But
yeah,
we are staunchly pro Ouroboros on this show. So yes, that is okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So what are we? Hell what's yeah. our first question, Mr. Geet?
All right. Okay. So the first one that I'm seeing right now that's really catching my eye, it's a toot by Dale G at buffaloloser@guamp.com. Mm. It is Yang Gang actual gang or no?
All right.
And I'm going to boost that one immediately right now. And then people that are on the timeline right now and then listening to this podcast later and have a really good memory of exactly all the posts they see will be like, oh, hey, that's when they're recording. Hell yeah.
All right, so what we're going to do right now is, obviously, everything on the first page of Bing is just garbage. It's just Washington Examiner.
Yeah, yeah. It's like there's basically the same as Google, but it's Microsoft instead.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the first one, I'm just going to sort of send you this link. It's to a website, www.yangyanggangang.com.
Hell yes.
This was the top result on Bing. So just check it out. It's sort of like a merch store some grifter has set up.
Oh, hell yes.
But it's bad.
A fanny pack that says secure the bag in like a...
It's if you Google...
It reminds me of Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, whichever one.
Right, yeah. You know the it's as if you had Googled royalty-free 80s font free.
Yes.
That is the one. That's all it 80s, is.
80s, but the future. Okay. Yeah. Okay, and it's $35.
$35 for the secure fanny.
Yeah. Should I buy it?
For $35? No.
Oh, and also on the inside of it, like the part that's like touching your pants, it's Andrew Yang.
It's a picture of Andrew Yang's grimacing face, like lovingly rendered in pastel tones.
Yeah. And also, I'm assuming from that picture that is the inside of it. It says in the same like futuristic font, but like 80s futuristic. Yang 2020.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, there's this one poster. It's $30. And it's the Forward poster. Mm. And on it, it's at the top, it says Forward. And it has like a little like a portrait of Andrew Yang in front of an American flag. Where he's like looking like forward, but we're looking at him from his right, so he's looking to the right.
Okay.
And, it looks like it's like a Spotify like
Spotify playlist page. Cover.
Yeah. Well, it looks like it's like a Spotify playlist cover, and like the actual poster itself, it looks like you're like pulled up on the song on Spotify, and it's Andrew Yang. I have the data. And, like, under that, it says not left, not right, forward, as if that was, like, the name of either the album or the playlist or something. I don't know. I don't use Spotify.
Not left, not right, but forward is actually the playlist that I've created, and there's only one song on it, and it is the Cha-Cha Slide.
Hell yes.
Which you might think contains almost exclusively instructions to go to the left or right, but...
And take it back.
Which is that's the opposite of forward. Taking it back is the opposite. And so what I've done is I've presented to the listener sort of a word picture of a world where no one is moving forward. Everyone is moving to the left, to the right, or backwards. They're regressing. And that's why we do need Andrew Yang for president.
Andrew Yang, not left, not right. Forward.
Cha-cha real smooth. Okay.
Yes.
So I think it's safe to say we answered that question.
Yes. Actually, hang on real quick. Right. The play bar, it's at like the middle of the song.
Oh, is it
but 420? It says it's 420? It's 420. It's 420 minutes long, and it says it's 0 seconds in. Like on the left, there's like the progress timer. Mm. It says it's 0 seconds. What the fuck, Yang Yang Gang Gang? That is some inaccuracy that I do not appreciate.
So big thanks to our sponsor of the week, yangyanggang.com. Promo code scabadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadibadib So I think we answered that question. So do you have another Bing question for me?
Yeah, let me just close this. I have a whole window pulled up just full of Yang Yang Gang Gang.
Right.
That I sadly have to. I was close looking at it right
for a
now.
While, and I sort of, my calves started cramping, and I started feeling like uncomfortable feelings inside of me, and I had to close it. It had to go away.
Yes. Also, here is another great Bing post.
Okay.
From @fructose_dealer@radical.town. I actually don't know if we all follow them.
You should.
543 of us follow them.
I do not. I am now following.
Oh hell yeah.
This is incredibly disappointing that I've made. I've seen their stuff on the timeline, on the TL.
Yeah. That'll happen, like, so frequently where I will just, like, think I'm following someone because I see them like boosted so much, and mm-hmm. I see them on
local. I'm an impulse timeline. Follower. I will follow someone off the Federated timeline by one post that I find funny. I'm very I'm very low. It doesn't take a lot. I'm what they would call the pass around girl in an sort of in a Mastodon sense.
Yeah, I used to be like that back when I first started my posting journey.
Mm.
I was on a terrible instance called Mastodon.io.
Wait, the MSTDN.io?
Yes!
Was my first one too.
Oh shit, I feel like a lot of people started there. Like, I think Philly might have started there.
That makes sense.
And I think Flowless started there as well.
Good.
And like, holy shit, fuck that instance. Terrible admin, terrible local timeline.
Yeah.
So like, and also they didn't like silence like any instances or block any of them.
They put it all on the timeline, baby. You saw every single post.
Yeah. So
their Federated timeline was like light speed of like 500,000 Nazis on Pleroma just playing the keyboard bongos.
No, because you're forgetting also all of the porn. There was a lot of that on there.
All of the porn.
All of it.
And you know, I've got no problem with being horned on the timeline, but at least have it be from a person who's on there and not just some bot pulling Google images.
Yeah. And like, occasionally it'll be an actual person, but also like, I don't need to see that when I'm just trying to like...
Like, bruh, it's 7 a.m. Yeah. I'm in a Wendy's.
Yeah, okay. It's 7 a.m. Exactly.
I'm in a Wendy's looking at this, and this isn't what I want to see. So what does Fructose Dealer bring to us? What is their question?
Bing search Popes Who Were Subs.
Popes Who Were Subs. Okay.
I feel like this is just gonna, like, eventually, if we keep doing this too long, this is gonna, like, somehow maybe accidentally, like, not cancel is too strong of a word, but it's gonna bring up some old, like, maybe almost embarrassing Bing posts.
Okay, so so I didn't think about I'm not religious. I come from a multi-generational atheist family, so you've got to go pretty far back to find someone who's religious, and because of that, I often forget a lot of key aspects of religion. And because of that...
Do you not know who the Pope is?
No, hold on. I'm getting to a point. I'm familiar with the Pope. I couldn't tell you the current one's name, but I know that there is one, and that some people think he's cool, and a lot of people think he isn't. So
cool people sometimes think he's cool, but also sometimes not, because the Pope generally is like that.
So I forgot that Catholic priests, or at least at some point in the hierarchy, you're supposed to be celibate, right?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. And so when I see a Wikipedia page called List of Sexually Active Popes, I think to myself... Well, by golly, it read to me like a sort of hot singles in your area. Like, these popes are down the clown, and they're within 20 miles of you. And it's like, it was very unsettling, and it... Okay, so, we're reading this list of sexually active popes. Popes who were... There's legally married popes. I don't care about them. Okay, so just this little Wikipedia entry says Catholic priests who were not celibate when they before they became pope, and popes who were legally married. Some candidates were sexually active before their election as pope, and others were accused of being sexually active during their papacies. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but that's the one I care about. And we're just going to head down directly to that section. So we've got, in the relationships, with women section, I didn't know there were this many popes. Like, I guess it makes sense, but you only ever hear about, like, three of them.
Yeah, it's like, you hear about, like,
the current one, the one before him, and then some third one. I guess maybe the first one, or maybe the one before the one before the current guy. Mm-hmm. Like two popes back.
Two popes back, as we all, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at relationships with women and men. So the bi kings, if we will. We only have one person on this list. Pope Benedict the Ninth. So there were a fuck ton of Benedicts, my guy. Like, so many Benedicts.
Yeah. At least nine.
At least, yeah.
At least.
Allegedly. Unless they just skipped.
For some reason skipped.
Yeah, they just forgot.
They might have skipped seven.
They're like, your name is Pope Benedict the Fifth. Fuck! Fourth! Fuck! Oh, well, I already signed the paper. Guess is you're the fifth now. He was born in 1032. Oh, no. Okay. This reads weird. 1032 - became Pope in 1044, again in 1045, and finally 1047 to 1048. So, 1046, they were not having any of Benedict the Ninth. They were like, this dude is... But he was accused of many vile adulteries. He did some unspeakable acts. And he had a lot of... There was a lot of homosexuality, apparently. Somebody named Damien accused Benedict... Oh, Peter Damien, who is... I don't know. Someone. He was a priest of some kind. And he wrote a book where he accused him of routine sodomy and bestiality and sponsoring orgies. So I don't think of him, when I read sponsoring orgies, I don't think of my boy Benny Nine as a participant in the orgies. I just think they're all wearing like tracksuits with his name on them, like they're NASCAR racers. And they're just like really, like they just got their funding for like the bowl of kettle cooked chips that's like in the corner from my boy Benny Nine.
Yeah,
or maybe he like got the he like organized and like promoted the whole thing, but he wasn't a participant himself because he decided that would be a conflict of interests.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I mean, and now we've read through this list, and I guess the answer to the question is the Pope a sub? Several of them probably were. Several of them have been doing a lot of dirty things. Three of them, Pope Pius II, Pope Innocent VIII, you can't name yourself Innocent. I feel like that's a little bit... Like, if I legally change my name to, oh, didn't do any crimes, like, you did some crimes. There have been crimes that have happened. And
it's like that one drill tweet about the not involved in human trafficking shirt.
Right, yeah.
Like, yeah. Just we all know and love that post.
And then Pope Clement VII have all fathered illegitimate children before the holy orgies. One of them, Pope Pius II, says at least two. All the other ones have definite numbers, but that one says at least two, so I think we're going to go forward and assume that it was 145 children.
Yeah.
All right, so there we go.
Not 146, not 144.
No. This is, what is this, your times tables? You're running your 12 times tables? 144, get the fuck out of here. 145 or death. All right, what's our next question?
Yeah. Our next question. Do we want to do like a proper question or
I need another Bing search.
Okay.
We're gonna go on a couple of these, and then we're gonna get into a sponsor segment.
Oh, a sponsor. Hell yeah. Let me find a good one. Here's one of mine that I'm real proud of.
Okay.
They might be giants. How tall?
Okay. They might be giants. How tall? So we're reading through how, I mean, I get all of their music videos just vomited onto the front.
Yes.
I get a Discogs. I get a movie called They Might Be Giants. So we're just going to go ahead and we're going to skip to the seventh page of Bing. Or what I call the dark web.
One for every member of They Might Be Giants.
There's six people and They Might Be Giants.
I don't know how many people. I just assumed. Here, let's take a look. We'll edit out that loud typing.
No, we won't. I'm going to make it louder, and I'm going to put it in right now.
Hell yeah.
I'm putting it in for a second time. Louder. Bass boosted.
Hell yeah. We're just going to make that, like, the intro that you hear. Let's see. Okay, currently there's 5 members. Let's take a look at the, like, members timeline thing. How many
people have there been? It says on their Wikipedia, often abbreviated as TMBG, and I read that as TMG, like Tiny Meat Gang, and I was like, I think that's a different group.
Okay, it looks like there's usually about 5 people.
So, into this question, I'm gonna reveal my own, sort of, my innocence in the world. I have never listened to a They Might Be Giants song, at least to my knowledge.
Okay.
I'm not aware of any of their music. I couldn't name you an album.
I've not listened to a full album, but I feel like I've definitely heard at least part of Particle Man.
So when you...
That's a song by them, right? Or maybe...
Don't look it up, and we're going to say it is. Okay. And we'll find out if people listen to this, which I really hope they don't. We'll find out if it was not the case.
We'll just upload it to SoundCloud, but, like, not post the link anywhere. And then if I ever get any followers on SoundCloud, they'll be like, what the fuck is
we'll
this?
We'll just post, like, yep, podcast is up. Okay. So I went to the 7th page of Bing, or as I call it, the dark web. Because it's essentially Tor. Once you get into the 7th page of Bing, it's just, like, all kinds of black market dealings. And I've come across a post on our favorite website, which is reddit.com. Everybody loves Reddit.
Oh, hell yes.
Everybody loves Reddit.
Shout out to r/rationalthought, honestly.
Yeah, shout out to r/rationalthought. That one's been taken over by the tutors. But this is, I mean, Reddit is especially the favorite website of 105,000 people who have subscribed to r/tall. The description says, a subreddit for tall related topics. Come ask questions, post your pictures, whatever you want. r/tall, Reddit from a higher perspective. And the post in particular that I found was, and I just want to point out that all of these people have, like, flares in their posts, and most of them, some of them have locations, and it's like, it's like where they live and how tall they are.
Imagine, like, recognizing someone just based on, like, 7 feet, middle of nowhere, like, I don't know, like, 7 feet, shit, I can't think of a city right now, 7 feet, Morgantown, West Virginia, and then, like, you go to Morgantown, West Virginia,
and
or, like,
just
you live there, and you see... And you see him, and you're like, Denny's, oh, shit,
you're like,
that's
you
him.
Want r/tall?
Wait,
anyways.
Is there a Denny's in Morgantown?
There is when I get there.
Hell yeah.
I feel like, you know, whenever, like, really ambitious 3D games.
Okay, yes, there is. Okay.
Like, you have really ambitious 3D games, and they render things in such a way that, like, there's a cone of your vision, and that's all that's being rendered. I like to think of that's how Denny's operates, where it's like, it exists in sort of like a subspace where it's not, it doesn't exist until I'm thinking about it or at a Denny's. Yeah.
My sister swears that she has never been to a Denny's. However, I remember very vividly when I was about probably 7 or so, I think. Maybe a little younger, maybe a little older.
Okay.
Let's say 7, give or take about 3 years. I remember eating at Denny's with my whole family. Where is this memory coming from, or where is her lack of memory coming from?
Right, yeah. I think Denny's exists sort of in a collective hallucination.
Yeah.
But going back to this r/tall post... the reason it comes up when you Bing search They Might Be Giants How Tall is because the title of this Reddit post is Even Among Giants, I Am Tall. And it's a picture of a man, u/monster6607. He's 6'6", which is 199 centimeters. According to his flair on Reddit. He might have gotten taller. Yes. He might have been shorter by now. It's been 5 years since he posted this.
Yeah. But what we do know is, assuming he's still active on r/tall, he's currently that height.
Right.
Let's take a look at his Reddit account.
That's what I'm... I've absolutely just clicked in.
Yeah.
No. He's
still somewhat active on Reddit, but I'm not seeing any r/tall posts. I'm
not seeing a lot of r/tall posts. I'm seeing comments.
Oh, wait, no. I saw one from a year ago.
A year ago. Okay, so at least a year ago, he was tall. Yeah.
Yes. Maybe he got kicked out of r/tall for, like, losing an entire foot of height.
Yeah, later, in the post in the comments, he mentions Mastodon, but he's talking about the band. The metal band, which I didn't know existed until I started looking up Mastodon and stuff, and I see the band occasionally referenced. But yeah, I mean, that's really all we've got to say about this guy, is he's looking real tall. He's got some thin glasses, some dark jeans, and he's wearing a metal t-shirt, and there's some skulls on it, and it's real cool. So,
also,
go for it.
I was just gonna say, sorry for interrupting, but I just saw a comment from someone that is 5'4 on r/tall. I did not know that they let manlets like me.
I can't believe they let Michael Bloomberg onto r/tall.
I can't believe that I could be posting from r/tall. Because, it's been a while since I've checked my height, but I think I'm about, like, somewhere between 5'4 and 5'6. Somewhere in that range.
Mm-hmm. I'm around 6'1.
Holy shit, that is tall.
Which means both my knees above... and back are bad, and mattresses are uncomfortable.
Yeah. My knees and back are bad already. Imagine, like, if I had, like, gravity working against me on top of that. Yeah,
I'm an aberration, and God does hate me.
Yeah.
So, do we have another, do we have another Bing? A good Bing search? I saw one, if you want me to sort of...
Sure, yeah, if you want to contribute.
This is one that you boosted, in fact. So I'm going to have to go to your profile and look through your boosts.
Yes.
And I think you'll know exactly which one it is when we're scrolling through, because we were discussing this concept. This is for Matt Jess at radical.town, or as we know, we know Noam Chomsky, exactly. Spelled like a garden gnome.
Yeah.
Gnome. And they send us, they don't have any pronouns in the bio, so they send us a Bing search, how to make drugs. And so we're just gonna kind of throw that in.
I think doing that one might be a little dangerous. You might want to turn on the VPN for this one.
Let me throw on my VPN real quick. I actually have a VPN, but I don't have one installed on this computer, so.
Okay.
NSA, please don't.
If you use Opera Browser, their incognito mode has a VPN built in. I am not joking, that is an actual thing they have.
That sounds accurate, which is interesting because Opera Browser recently got in trouble for selling user data, so it turns out that was what an interesting decision that was. So we're looking at, again, our favorite website, r/drugs on reddit.com.
Hell yes.
This is another post from 5 years ago. Man, Reddit was rife with content in 2015.
Yeah. Honestly, that tracks, because, like, I think 2015, that's about when I started using Reddit.
I started using it in 2016, because I remember I got an account my freshman year.
Yeah. I got one when I was fucking 12, I think. Okay, cool. For some reason, Reddit is no longer telling me exactly how old the account is. It used to have, like, the day that it was made on there, but now it just says for 5 years.
That's about right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was maybe, like, late 2014.
So just so I can go ahead and get ahead of this, I've never seen a drug. I've never heard of a drug. I've never looked at a drug. I've never smelled a drug. I've never known anyone who's known about drugs.
Yes.
I am a staunch. I send $100,000 every single year to DARE, just to sort of keep that engine running.
Also, for anyone listening, CW drugs.
Ah, CW drugs.
Yes, this just for anyone listening.
Good point.
Yes.
So there isn't a lot of comedy in this thread. It's mostly just someone saying, like, mushrooms, question mark, or like mescaline, and it's like, okay. It's apparently mescaline apparently comes from a cactus, which sounds real thorny, so I would never.
Yeah,
I don't want to. Oof, ouch, ooh, I pricked my finger.
You don't want to be thorny on Maine.
You don't want to be thorny on Maine. That's important.
Yeah.
So alcohol, somebody said, you can make that, it's legal, unless you, well, okay, so this person, this person says, it depends on your knowledge of chemistry and skill with lab equipment. No one on r/drugs has skill with lab equipment. I'm gonna stop you right there. None of these people have ever looked at a lab equipment. They look at a microscope and they're like, whoa, if you don't have any of this experience, you shouldn't attempt any synthesis. So this guy's contradicting our previous poster who said mushrooms. This person says mushrooms are finicky to grow. But he does say alcohol is easy and legal to make. Parentheses, it's illegal to distill it without a license in the U.S. though. So, presuming our poster here is in the U.S., because everyone is in the United States, this person most definitely doesn't have a license. Like, there's no chance on earth. So it's like, yeah, why would you even put that in there, you know? Aspirin. Someone says all you need are some wintergreen leaves and patience. Oh, this is unsettling. So this Joe Rogan sounding motherfucker says, DMT. I literally make this stuff without even trying. What?
did they accidentally just like wake up one day and like, oh shit, accidentally made all of the drugs? <It's>...
Oh my god. Okay, so apparently DMT is made in the body.
Yeah, that,
but like trace amounts. So I guess that was the joke. Was like,
yeah,
haha, I make it without even trying. But like the opinion that comes off is he's like waking up in the morning and he's like, oh, time to make some pancakes, oh fuck, I made DMT again. There's a lot of discourse going on about whether it happens or not, and it's like,
yeah,
ooh. So I'm not gonna get into this r/drugs discourse, but how to make drugs, you can make it in the DMT
in your body. It's actually what you get whenever you accidentally like overmix your bread, but like way too long. Like you just leave it in the mixer for like 2 days.
Okay, so this straight. My arms and forearms really hurt right now. And it's because I did knead bread for like 45 minutes straight today. And so I may have made drugs.
Well, 45 minutes, that not quite past the hour mark, I think you're safe.
Okay.
However, you might want to get a test kit to make sure. Right. Yeah. To make sure that, just all the test kits, you know, make sure that your bread doesn't have drugs. And also to make sure that your bread doesn't have coronavirus. Boom, topical joke. Instantly dating this podcast. Unlistenable if you're listening in 2023. Engagement
has gone through the roof. We're trending on Twitter. Trending on TikTok. Trending on Vimeo. Trending on YouNow.
Trending on Snapchat.
Trending on Snapchat. We've just got... Oh, hold on.
Oh,
sorry. Shit. We just got a popular Instagram user, Fuck Jerry, has just offered us a sponsorship deal because of our engagement is through the roof.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is incredible. First Michael Bloomberg, now us. Like,
yes.
What a great guy.
It's such high engagement that even, like,
mid-level Facebook pages are starting to just steal, not give credit to any of our
content. Yeah, it's just full-on Hindi. Like, not even English. They've posted it. It's got 2 pixels. It's not rendered well. It's incredible. Yeah. It's incredible to see it happen. Do we have any more? Let's do one more Bing search, and then we can go to our sponsorships.
All right. Do we want to do one from a bot account?
Ooh, a bot, you say?
Yes.
Color me intrigued. Let's go.
This one's from Starwall_E at Bots in Space.
Starwall, top tier poster. Starwall's bot, better at posting than I am, frankly. Yeah,
honestly, like, love Starwall. Love Starwall's bot. Great. They make a great team.
They do.
Bing, how to make NASCAR gay.
So I've got some thoughts on this one right off the bat.
Hell yeah.
Is obviously NASCAR is known for 2 things. 1, cars go fast.
Yes, I've heard, cars do go fast.
I've heard that those cars go fast.
Oh yes, very fast. And they turn left.
Oh, left, you yes. say? Okay. Yes. Well, as we okay, so we'll get back. We'll put a pin in that. We'll go to my next thing. The only other thing anyone knows about NASCAR is they put stickers on the car.
Yes.
And so, right off the bat, how to make NASCAR gay is just to go on to Redbubble, just buy as many Pride flag stickers, as many like Rick and Morty says trans rights stickers as you can find.
Yes.
And just right on the hood, right on the windshield. Right in the mirrors.
Yeah. Make, like, tint the windows, but instead of tinting them black, tint them rainbow.
So, or now, maybe, like, again, we're going...
each window a different pride flag.
Okay. Yeah. So, I went into the 4th page of Bing.
Oh.
And that...
Very interesting.
Yeah, that didn't work. That took me too far, and so now it's just, like, in-depth NASCAR analysis. And so we're gonna sort of back it up. Apparently there's a NASCAR video game.
Oh, there's multiple.
Right. I was not aware of this, and I'm looking at... Whew, just a real interesting YouTube video... from 2012, called NASCAR Gay Trolling Episode 1, Trolling with a Gay Rainbow Penis Car.
I think making all of the cars that car is at least one
right, yeah. I'm gonna send you, the thumbnail. It's gonna be very low res, but I think that's the way that they wanted it.
Yeah. And that so, truly captures the spirit of a video like that, at least.
Right. And so that's the thumbnail.
Oh, hell yes. We got...
So why don't you describe it for us?
Okay, so at, like, the... Not, like, the very top. The very top is, like, just the okay, first of all, black background, okay?
Solid
we got
black.
A pink... Yeah, solid black. And then very top, it's still blank. But, like, just under that, in a gamer font. In the spacing, it's basically all one word, but mistakes with a Z, were made, and were is W-E-R.
Yeah, that is actually the name of the YouTube channel.
Oh, hell yes.
It was mistakes were made, and then, like, an underscore or something. I've already closed the tab, if I'm being honest. I'm just looking at this. So now, so we've got, obviously, the NASCAR logo.
Yes, the NASCAR logo, dead center in the whole thumbnail.
Yeah.
Dead center.
Just right in the middle.
To the left of that is a troll face like, angled to where it's, like, looking directly at the letter K.
Mm-hmm. And then what is
the mistakes were
what's
made?
On the
and
right?
Then on the right, another troll face looking directly, like angled where he's looking directly at the R in mistakes were made.
Right, and it's these eyes are looking up almost a god to sort of say, like, yes. Are you impressed with my epic satire that I've done? Can you describe the car for me a little bit?
Okay, so the car, let's go just okay, so first of all, we're looking like at the car, like it's at, like, the right side mm-hmm. of the car,
which is the car and most people are going to see on camera because it's turning left, as we've established.
Yes. So it's a black car, and then let's just go from left to right.
Okay, perfect. So starting at the tail.
Yeah, at the very far left, we have a this is probably one of the clearer things that I'm going to describe. It's just a red heart, and then direct, like, right next to where, like, the tail lights are, and then, like, right under that, in green text, is what appears to be the word butthole. It just says butthole. However, it's so low res that I'm just guessing it.
Yeah, no, it does say butthole.
Like, the only letter I can clearly see is one of the T's. Everything else, it's just like a blurry mess.
Yeah, sorry, I'm pulling up the 49-inch 4K monitor to look at this. That's not true. I'm looking at a laptop.
So enhance.
I'm enhancing. Enhance. I'm using Waifu 2X. I'm upscaling the image just to really look at that. And it does say butthole. Just heart butthole. No I, no like you, no honk if you. Heart butthole. It's just the heart butthole. Heart. Like an innumerable fact.
Yes. Yes. And then to the right. Mm-hmm. Instead of focusing on more of the designs, I just want to quickly give a shout out to those, like, the pink hubcaps.
Yeah, that's I was absolutely hoping you would touch on that.
Yes, very. It fits well with the color scheme of the rest of the designs.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
Mistake.
And our friend Mistakes Were Made really thought. He thought deep into the design for his gay NASCAR trolling episode one.
It's like he took an entire class on color theory,
but then of course just after to make the hyphen this car of gay NASCAR trolling episode one, we have trolling with rainbow penis car, and I think that brings us to the titular rainbow penis. So can you just give me a little
right
bit about
in between that? The two tires, a big ol' rainbow penis,
big,
and it looks like it. Okay, if the balls were different, it would look almost like a shovel. That's how I see it, like a shovel,
mm-hmm.
where, like, the handle, it's a bit more ball shaped than it should be,
mm-hmm.
and, like, the middle part is a lot wider than it should be,
right?
But, like, the head, that is clearly the, like, shovel part of a shovel.
Yeah, the head is very angular, and
yeah,
this is again where I have to commend our friend Mistakes Were Made, because it's really simple to throw a penis on your car and then Roy G. Biv it up, you know, just throw in those colors and call it a day. Flat colors, pride flag style. But he didn't do that, did he? He made three gradients that are all clashing with each other in different directions.
Yes.
That are all the rainbow, like the entirety of the rainbow.
Yeah.
And this,
and also I think it's important to point out, a penis shouldn't be sharp.
It shouldn't be sharp. It definitely looks like a weapon, and it is coming. And then, in case you were not clear on what it is doing, under that is just the words "come" in almost the, like, Sonic and Knuckles font. It just says "come."
Yeah. It almost like the Fast and Furious movies font.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I guess that answers the question, how to make NASCAR gay? Make that the car for all of them.
Yeah. Yes.
M&M sponsorship out the window. Chuck E. Cheese sponsorship out the window. It's all about that, gay NASCAR.
Yes.
It's got 8,000 views, which is nothing to sneeze at, this video. From
actually, here's another thing. Instead of M&M sponsorship out the window, I say replace it with Skittles, because taste the rainbow.
And then put in parentheses next to where rainbow come. In case there's any ambiguity. So I think it's time to take us to a sponsorship.
Hell yeah.
And then we'll come back with some user submitted questions.
So let's go to...
I'm going to cut this out, but I'm going to basically play us a little jingle. And we're gonna do our sponsorship. And hell so yeah. I'd like to thank today's sponsorship for the episode, WeWork. WeWork.com. WeWork is solutions designed for all your needs. Workspace is our craft. From private offices to whole headquarters, we create spaces that work for you. Are you familiar with WeWork, Geet?
I am not.
Ah, okay. So this is only going to be funny to me and, like, the four people that think like me. WeWork is gone. Very aggressively. It's gone. But they've still decided to reach out. They've still decided to sponsor us. You know, great pull quotes like GE. We have achieved a cost savings project while achieving cultural transformation to collaborate better together. And so big thanks to today's sponsorship, WeWork.
Hell yes. Also, I actually prepared a sponsor for us as well.
Did some outreach?
Yes, yes. And we are sponsored by the Discord server Geet In Here, formerly known as Guitar Center, and before that, Geet State, Geet Hub. At one point in time, it was just Geet's server. Perhaps for the longest point in time, as I was and still am kind of lazy creatively whenever coming up with names for things. Mm-hmm. So we're sponsored by them.
So we're sponsored by the Geet Discord server. Thank you for your sponsorship. And I've got one more for us. Thanks to today's sponsor, The Cube.
The Cube.
We all see it. Hovering above us in our peripheral vision.
Yes.
Ominously looming in the distance above all our major cities and ports. And many have told you to fear the cube. They've told you to avoid the cube. They've told you don't look at the cube for too long. Dear God, please don't look at the cube for too long.
Yes.
But we here at the cube would invite you to look at the cube. Really consider it for its six faces, for its perfect symmetry, and for the way that it effortlessly hovers with only a dull murmur above the cities and ports it's stationed at.
Hell yes.
Continue to look for the cube and do not fear, because one day the cube will envelop us all.
Hell yeah. Love the cube. Shout out to the cube. And also shout out to another sponsor that I prepared in case the Geet In Here Discord server sponsor fell through. Mm-hmm. Bebo.
Mm.
We all know and love Bebo.
We love Bebo.
Bebo. He has been stretching a lot. He's been doing good.
That's exciting. Bebo.
Yes.
Use offer code SCATMANONOMATOPOEIA for 25% off your Bebo.
Yeah. Actually, no. I do not want 25% off my Bebo. I enjoy that he's
all there. Or have 25% added to your Bebo.
Oh yes, get like an extra
bring more Bebo.
I would love 25% more Bebo. If it's just like a little bit bigger.
Yeah. So should we hop into some questions?
Sure.
So these are some listener submitted questions. Yes. Do you want to go first?
Sure. Where should I have questions from three sources.
Just pick one. Just pick a question.
All right. Just pick a question.
Pick your favorite.
Okay.
One that really spoke to you.
Yes. So here's one from our friend Pepto-State.
Mm.
We all know and love Pepto-State. Pepto-State at jorts.horse. Mm-hmm. At Pepto-State on Twitter. I don't know his Discord off the top of my head, so I'm not gonna do that. Mm-hmm. But he said, my question is this a podcast?
Right. And I think that's an interesting question to sort of bring forward first, because I think it's time on our first episode to finally address what is a podcast.
Yeah.
It's two white people talking. Occasionally, maybe they'll bring in a friend, you know.
Yes.
Like Casper Mattresses or MeUndies, right?
Or quip toothbrushes.
Quip toothbrushes. These are all traits of a podcast.
Yes.
If you don't have sponsors, you're not a podcast. And that's why we are a podcast, because we have four sponsors today.
Yes. Four. We have more sponsors than episodes already, straight out of the gate. And
as established, we are both white. And as established in our favorite podcast, All About the Toots. We all know it. We all love it. Everyone's favorite Mastodon podcast titled Nothing But the Toot. You do, if you are a white person, you do get a tax deduction for hosting a podcast. And so I think that's...
I actually was unaware of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can write it off on your taxes. And it can also fulfill some of your community service hours.
Hell yeah.
And so we are, is this a podcast? Do we have sponsors? Yes. Are we white? Yes. Are we writing it off on our taxes? I assume you're going to.
I am now that I have that information.
I'm not going to, and the reason is because I don't pay my taxes.
True. I currently don't work anymore.
Mm.
Shout out to the coronavirus, economics collapse, woo.
Gaha.
Haha. Can't finish that because I do not want to infringe on the rights of Hyperlink and Cell for having their podcast trademark that term. But I can mention the first part and the second part of it, as long as they're separate.
Yes. All right, well, I think we answered that question. So yes, this is a podcast. We meet all the criteria. Sponsorships, white, tax write-off. So I'm gonna bring us in a question. This is from our good friend VD15 at fedi.valkyrie.world. And they ask a simple question. How do I make anime real?
Hell yeah. That is a very good question. I actually have seen exactly one anime.
Mm, which one?
Death Note.
Death Note. I've never seen Death Note.
I was told that it was good when I was 11, and I watched the entire thing. I don't remember if I watched it on... I remember I watched it on YouTube, either on my 3DS or on my PS Vita.
Both good options.
Yeah, both good options. The PS Vita would have been the better option. However, I don't remember if I watched it before or after I got it.
Right. So you watched Black... You watched Death Note.
Yeah.
I watched Black Butler with my mom. And anyone who's ever watched Black Butler knows it's something you probably shouldn't watch with your mom when you're in sixth grade, but we did, and we both enjoyed it. And that's the only anime I've seen. So, I mean, both of us with our extensive anime knowledge.
Yes.
How do we make it real?
I think, you know... Well, I think that gets into a very important question. What is real? Mm-hmm. And I think if we all as a society collectively believe... that it is, then I think that might be more important.
Right. Is money actuality. Is money real? Yeah. I would say, yeah, it is. And it's only real because it exists in our collective consciousness. And I think if we sort of astral project anime into the world, then it'll be real. So thanks, VD15. All right, you got any questions?
Yes, I have a few more. Let me go back to the post where I asked about questions.
Okay.
Okay, so... Or actually, let's take a look at the questions I asked, or that were asked in this Discord server. Let's see... Least favorite vegetable...
That is a fun question.
Well,
I want to hear your answer first.
Oh shit, that is. I'm trying to think. I like most vegetables, but I feel like there's a few.
A few doozies.
Yeah. I'm gonna go to the Wikipedia page for a list of vegetables.
Okay.
To make sure I'm not...
Right. Well, I think since we have created a podcast and thus joined the hive mind, we've connected our two minds, we need to come to an agreement on these vegetables.
Yes.
So let's start at list of vegetables on Wikipedia.
Yes.
So we've got amaranth. You ever had it?
I haven't.
Yeah, me neither. So that's going to be a thumbs up from us.
That's going to be a no opinion for me.
All right. Arugula? You ever had arugula?
Let me take a look at some pictures.
It's kind of like lettuce.
That looks like a I don't know if I have, actually. Shit. I don't know.
It gets when a solid to page, it thumb went to the side.
Yeah. That just, looking at the page, it looks just like a flower that, like, would just be in someone's garden.
Right, yeah, you eat the leaves.
They wouldn't, yeah. So, like, I don't know.
So that gets a thumbs to the side and a slight tilt of the head.
Yeah.
Beets? What do you think about beets?
Yes, I remember here's my first memory of, like, my experience with beets. I remember, I think around 2014 or so.
Okay.
So I would have been about 11 or 12. I was almost definitely 12, because I remember that's when I had moved to Memphis, and that was like right before my birthday. So solidly the latter half of. Either the latter half of 2014 or the early half of 2015, Costco had a pickled beet sample. And I enjoyed it.
Such a specific memory.
It is. And, like, just thinking about if I had beets, like, uprooted that whole memory.
As someone who struggles with chronic memory issues, likely stemming from depression, I could not imagine thinking about something as far back as 12 and having a memory of it, and the fact that you've, like, sort of painted such a good word picture for me about exactly what was going on in your life when you had these beets. So you ate the beets, I assume.
Yes. What do you think? Pickled beets. I enjoyed them.
Okay.
My sister enjoyed them. Mom very much did not enjoy
them. Not a fan of the beets.
No. She said they tasted like dirt, even though they were pickled beets.
Yeah, doesn't strike me as something that would taste particularly earthy. Well,
yeah. Well, the beet aspect did give it a bit of an earthy flavor, but not quite to the extent that it tasted like dirt.
Okay.
You know? It was just a bit more of an earthy pickle.
I'm going to express the only thing that I care to know about beets. I've eaten them on several occasions, and all that's good about them is makes your pee turn orange. Thumbs up on that front, because as we all know, PP is funny.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right,
but also it should always be clear. If your pee is not clear, you are not in the clear.
My pee,
drink more water.
My pee hydrate. Is centipedes only. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of centipedes pouring out. No liquid, only centipedes. No liquid.
Okay.
Dry.
I think you should maybe hydrate.
No.
As you were telling that anecdote, I was hydrating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you, the listener, could hear that. I know that you, Drew, could see that.
I could hear it and see it. It was a very good audio-visual experience for me.
Yes. Drinking water. Have a whole liter bottle that's at about, it's just under 3/4 full. So I've already had 250 milliliters in this most recent fill of the water bottle, which started right before I got on the computer.
Okay, so that's a good time. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so I, frankly, am already bored, and we haven't even gotten to C on the vegetables list, so let's just hit it with your least favorite vegetable. Go. Hurry. Go. You have to do it. What is it? Say it. Tell me it to me. Give it to me. Tell me the vegetable. What do you like? What do you not like? I want to hear. What's bad?
I feel like, okay, this might be a bit of a controversial opinion.
Oh, thank God. However,
I think that, like, cabbage. Or wait, no, shit. Iceberg lettuce. Fuck iceberg lettuce.
No, yeah, iceberg lettuce is crunchy water and it's bad.
Yeah. It, well, crunchy water is not my main criticism of it. There are better lettuces, mm-hmm. and cabbage is, like, the only, like, areas that iceberg lettuce is good, being shaped like a head.
That's true.
Cabbage is better.
That's true. Iceberg lettuce, yeah, it truly is the Jordan Peterson of vegetables. It's just very lacking in substance and very tepid in flavor.
Yeah.
And it is also addicted to benzos, like our good friend Jordan yes. Peterson is.
And at least Jordan Peterson sounds like Kermit the Frog, which can provide great entertainment, unlike iceberg lettuce.
My least favorite vegetable, of course, is capitalism.
Oh, true.
That's
I didn't think about capitalism in relation to it, vegetables, but yeah,
it is a vegetable. And
I don't know if it's too late to go back and change my answer. Also, sorry, listener, if you heard me accidentally hit the cord of my microphone. I don't know if that like made some sounds in the microphone, but that was not probably not a pleasant thing to hear.
I would just like for you to never apologize to our listeners, because if they've made it this far in the episode, they deserve what's coming to them.
I don't know. I think we should be very thankful to them if they've made it past the first minute.
Yeah, no. I actually look down on anyone who's this far into the podcast. What are you doing?
I don't know. I think that we should honor them, and we should thank them for their service. Truly braver than all of the troops all combined.
That is true. Most people are, though, is the problem. Me stepping into an Applebee's instantly makes me braver than the troops.
Well, especially in times like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Frankly, me even existing as in the world makes me braver than the troops, who don't even have the good consciousness to exist.
Yeah.
Where are the troops now? Yeah, they've all taken non-corporeal forms. They've all left this plane of existence. It's like cowardice, frankly.
Yeah, yeah. They took the easy way out of just saying, hey, you know what? I'm gonna serve my country, who has done nothing wrong in my eyes. Quote an actual troop that I have met.
That's good. That's good to hear. Yeah. That's good to hear that there are people like that in the world.
Yeah.
Alright, do you have a final question for us?
Are we down to the last one?
I mean,
thought we were just gonna keep going until, like, you just pass out from sleep deprivation.
Yeah, well, that would be any second now. We can do a couple more if you'd like, or we could just do one.
Alright.
I did want to acknowledge someone replied to your post, and they just asked pee pee poo poo, and so I would just like to acknowledge that real quick, that is good and cool, and thank you.
Oh, yes, thank you. Shout out to Chia. Very, very good person.
Yeah, I appreciated the pee pee poo poo. It was good. Yes. Any other questions?
This is one from my sister. This was a follow-up question, however, because we have only time for one more.
I mean, you can ask a follow-up.
Okay. The first question is, do you think Margaret Thatcher had girl power?
Oh my god, I haven't thought about the Eric Andre show in so long.
It's a good show.
No. No, I don't think she had girl power.
See, I think she...
She barely had power.
Yeah. She had girl power in the sense that she had the power to make everyone want to piss on her grave, and also she was a girl.
That is true. I guess that is sort of...
in that sense,
she was able to exercise influence onto the world, and also was girl, so...
Yes.
Okay, so what's the follow-up question?
If there were two guys on the moon, and one killed the other with a rock, would that be fucked up or what?
No, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be... I don't know if it would be cool or just very normal. Because I think that's a normal reaction to just being on the moon.
Right. It's like, because you
with
spend
one other dude.
You spend your whole life building up to this moment, and then you get there, and there's another dude there. And it's like, oh, bro, that's gay. And so you beat him to death with a rock.
Well, no. Just, in my head, it wasn't just, like, beat to death with a rock, but instead just, like, drop a cartoonishly large rock on him.
Right. That is true and good. But no, I think it'd be fine if an astronaut killed another astronaut on the moon. In fact, I think it should be what happens.
Well, here's an interesting aspect that I don't think either of us had considered up to this point.
Okay.
Are they necessarily astronauts, or are they just random guys that somehow got there?
It doesn't change my response, which is that there should only ever be one person who has been on the moon.
Yeah.
So basically, like, Neil Armstrong, right, steps down and is like, I am the moon boy. Buzz Aldrin, next step. I'm also the moon boy. Kills Buzz Aldrin instantly. Or Buzz Aldrin kills Neil Armstrong, then he becomes the moon boy. There is only ever one person who's been on the moon at once.
See, that's what's great about the third guy that was on that mission.
He fucking knew to stay up
Michael,
there.
Michael Collins. No one else knows his name. I just know it because, like, I don't even know why I know it, but just, like, Michael Collins.
He never left the moon.
He knew his fucking place.
He was like, I'm gonna stay in the fucking lander.
Yeah.
I don't want to get hit with the rock.
Yeah. Yeah. Two people on the moon is already too many. I'm definitely not gonna make it a third.
Yeah. Absolutely. Alright, well, that was a great question. Thank you, Geet Sister.
Yes. Yes. Shout out to Kaylin.
Shout out to Kaylin.
Yeah. I'm not gonna shout out her Twitter because it is her full name.
Okay, cool. Let's not
do
that.
She's not on Masto.
We don't want to dox anyone, yeah.
Yeah.
Least of all ourselves.
Don't want to dox myself by extension, because that would be revealing my last name.
Right, because we have established it as your sister.
Yes.
Alright, I think, are we gonna call it?
I think, well, now that we've asked the question, we can't end here, because I think that would ruin the bit of... just, like, ending very suddenly.
Okay.
And just, like, having the outro music. Whatever that outro music is.
Oh, I'll find
maybe
something.
If we do go with Scatman Onomatopoeia
as the
title. Yeah.
It will
then
be.
It could just very suddenly end with the rest of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Just him very suddenly saying, I'm the Scatman. And then the rest of the song, the whole song, until we get a copyright claim by you.
I'm a scat man.